IVM.
Welcome to The Origin of Things, episode 38, the second most hated thing to come out of World War II. This is the story of a man named Royal. That's a weird name, and I would consider calling him by his nickname, but that's Goog, which I guess is as weird, so let's just continue calling him Royal. Royal was a PhD student of applied physiology from Columbia Teachers College, and he wrote what might just be the single most hated thesis ever in 1939. Tall claim. And that's an assumption, of course. I couldn't find a BuzzFeed listicle that said 10 most hated theses of all time. I also assume this because no modern-day weapon was actually born out of a doctoral student's musings. Guns existed in some shape or form since the Chinese had bamboo sticks. The highlights of the medieval age, like the breaking wheel, the thumb screw, and the Iron Maiden, the torture device, not the heavy metal band to be sure, were not inspired by academia, and even the 21st century's most disastrous weapon, social media, owed more to Red Bull and male ego rather than Stanford or Harvard. No, I am quite confident that Mr. Royal's thesis had the single most hated outcome of any PhD thesis, for he made his recommendation directly, replete with illustrations in his thesis. Not just a theoretical framework, but a practical application, if I may. But like many scientists whose inventions eventual use went way beyond their inventor's initial wildest dreams, Royal too never probably envisaged the dastardly way in which his invention would eventually be adopted by the world. Indeed, when he devised and recommended his invention, it served a very noble purpose of assessing someone's health. The invention, which is a medical test really, and it tested the human heart's ability to pump blood effectively and did so by measuring the subject's resting heart rate, active heart rate, and the time it took to move from one to the other. Simple. Just like any other test you might do when you go into a clinic for a physical. Royal himself invented this as a way to quickly check the fitness of the new members of the YMCA, of whose New York City branch he was the executive director. But like so many other inventions, we have war to thank for taking something that should have died an obscure academic death and unleashing it onto the world. The US military, worried that its new recruits were a bunch of softies, adapted this test and made their own version of it. A version that Royal himself admitted was way, way, way more than his original recommendation. And from then on, Royal's invention never really looked back. It spread around the world as millions of people watched in horror and continue to. If it weren't for the atom bomb, then this obscure scientist's invention might very well have been the most dreaded invention to come out of World War II. An obscure physiologist whose only goal in life was to find a way to measure the fitness of everyday individuals. You see, he started doing this at a time when most of health science focused on already healthy people. So he wanted to devise a simple test to assess everyday person's health. This was a simple test really, involved a person standing, then quickly squatting, pushing their legs back, and then back to a squat and standing again. Four steps to quickly assess someone's health by measuring heart rates and the time taken and all that. Of course, with so many other inventions from the war, Royal's modified invention found its way to everyday life and soon became one of the most hated things, persisting to this day even as millions suffer. Poor Royal, he probably never envisaged all this. And he even cautioned that his original invention was never intended for its current use and that the military version was a little too much. What's interesting is that his original PhD thesis found its way to the ideal home in the shelf of a company started by Cheryl Dluginsky, who happens to be Royal's granddaughter. A company called Generation Fitness, a gym chain, yes. You see, Cheryl proudly took her granddad's invention forward, fully embracing its, notoriety and the pain it's unleashed onto the world. So the next time you do a thrust squat which was the original name of the invention, or the version modified by the US military, or indeed the popularized version around the world with all the jumps and yelling added thanks to the overzealous CrossFit trainers. Don't forget to send thanks to the person who unintentionally inspired it and unintentionally has millions of people cursing his name every day. Yes, indeed, the exercise is named after a person, the executive director of the New York City YMCA and the once PhD student of applied physiology from Columbia Teachers College, Royal H. Burpee. See you next week then with another episode of The Origin of Things. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us and all our shows on the IVM podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM podcast on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, that's Chuck_Gopal on Twitter and Chuck of All Trades on Instagram. All links in the show notes of this episode. See you next week.